We stand complete in here.
bless you tonight. We'd like to welcome you here to Bishop Omar Zachary and Family and Ministries. Here is our Friday night service, and we greet you in the name of Jesus, he whom says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God bless you. We would like to thank all of you, our Facebook viewers. Thank you so much for participating, for joining in, for coming on into church. Amen. On tonight, we would like to also thank God for Dr. Elder Derek Oliver and Lady Keisha Oliver and those that are listening to us through our Chaos Block Talk Radio Ministries. We thank you so much, amen, for being a part of our Friday night, amen, evangelistical service, amen. And yet that is the word from the Lord. In Romans the 8th chapter, verse number 37, Romans 8 and 37, amen. I see you, Minister Loftus. Amen. God bless you all tonight. Thank you so much for joining and for fellowshipping with us. Amen. Listen, you still have a few moments before we really get to preaching real hard. Amen. To go ahead on and share with a neighbor, share with a friend. Amen. Even if there's an enemy that you know need to hear the word, let them know that your brother is on tonight. Amen. Brother Omar Zachary. Amen. And family, we are so glad to be here in our second location. Amen. Also known as our main location for these times. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. All of those members of Praise Tabernacle. Amen. All our new Facebook members. All our new Chaos Blog Talk Radio members. Amen. We thank you so much for being a part of this great church. Amen. And we're having ourselves a good time. I said we're having ourselves a good time. In the book of Romans. Amen. The Romans, church, Paul writes to the church at Rome. The book of Romans, the 8th chapter. We're going to look at verse number 37. Amen. Thank God for my precious wife in her absence on tonight. Amen. She had to run my son to his baseball thing. Amen. He had something going on tonight with baseball. Brother Macho. Amen. Her and the baby is with him. Macho, but here we got my oldest son, Zach, on the keyboard, my daughter, Mario on the drums, and Sister Pamela. Amen. She's here. She's helping and assisting tonight with our media ministry. Amen. Listen, we're not going to try to be before you too long tonight, but since you're here, amen, I know you're ready for a word. Everything is going down but the word of God. You ever went to a movie that you paid good money for? And the movie did not turn out to be as good as advertised. Amen. But we thank God and we know on tonight that you tuned in. Amen. Free of charge. Free of charge. Amen. Now we will raise an offering a little later. Amen. But generally you got to pay before you play. Amen. But here in the church, amen, we always raise the offering. Amen. The love offering for those of you that would like to give later on. Amen. You will have the opportunity. All right, I already see it. It's been placed out there, Romans, the 8th chapter, verse number 37. Amen. This is a very familiar passage of Scripture for those of you that tune in to our Tuesday night Bible studies. I think it was Elder Taylor that taught from this early part of Romans, the 8th chapter, a few weeks or so ago, talking about having the Spirit, having the Holy Ghost, amen. And we're not going to re-preach what he's taught. We're moving a little farther down, amen, into around verse. We're going to deal with verse 35 through 39, but we're going to take our text tonight. We're going to take our topic from verse number 37. God bless you, Sister Roby. I see you. Amen. So glad to have you grace our setting on tonight. All right. Amen. Read it with me. Read it with me. I thank you, Sister Kenya. She already has it out there. Amen. She already has it out there. Amen. On the count of three, read it with me if you will. If you will, read it with me. One, three. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. Amen. That's it. That's it for right now. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. If you got a neighbor, I want you to grab that neighbor by the hand if you can, or give them the corona shake. That's your elbow. Amen. If need be. If you don't have a neighbor, just tell it to yourself. But if you got a neighbor, repeat these words after me. Say, neighbor, tonight's topic is, there is more in me. There is more in me. There is more in me. There is more. There is more in me. There is more in you. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you. We ask now that you would send your anointing that makes preaching easy. Let it come that makes teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Everybody shout, amen. Come on, shout it again, amen. All right, there is more in me. There is more. And I want you to declare that on tonight. Declare that to yourself. There is more in me. There is more in me. Amen. Have you ever found yourself being the underdog, being the one considered? Most of you, amen, no doubt, maybe in your high school, it may have been you, may have been someone that you knew was voted least likely to succeed. You at your family reunion, you're the one that they have always considered the one in the family that would not amount to much. Amen. Maybe you was that one that was considered the one that'll get out. I see you, Brother Rod. All right. God bless you, sir. My little brother, Brother Rod Emerson. Amen. Maybe you was considered the outcast of the family. The one that would bring harm and shame to the family's name. Yeah, maybe you was the one that was considered the underdog, the one that wouldn't do much of anything. And if you did something, amen, it would be much of nothing. Lord, y'all got to help me on tonight. Maybe you was the one considered, amen, just as we stated, the underdog. Maybe you were considered too small, or perhaps you was considered too big. Maybe you were considered too poor. You may have came from a neighborhood, came out of a home that was not financially stable, and this put you in the place of being an underdog. God bless you, Brother Brandon. I see you. Maybe it was because of the place, you grew up in. Yeah. Well, I'm from a place that most folks wouldn't consider, especially back when we was growing up, that wouldn't consider much stuff coming out of. But, amen, I'm here to tell you that there's been some great things come out of Littlewood Park. There's been some great things. And even though, amen, it might have been rough in the neighborhood, but, amen, even in that, God had some great things and some great people to come out of that neighborhood. Maybe you were considered the underdog because of your family. Amen. Probably before you came along, maybe your family was full of, amen, alcoholics. Or perhaps maybe it was full of drug users and abusers. And when folks hear your name, hear your last name, they would not consider you to be much of anything. Amen. I feel confident in saying that most of us have been given, amen, the title at one time or another. Amen. We all probably have been given the title of underdog at one point or another in our lives. Yet and still, I'm reminded of the old saying. And there's an old saying that says, every dog will have its day. Amen. You might be the underdog. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, every dog will have its day. There I pose the questions. What do an underdog look like? What do an underdog smell like? Amen. What do an underdog walk like? Or even what does an underdog Some of us throughout our lives, we said, well, if you want to see an underdog, just look at me. Maybe you grew up, amen, on the other side of the tracks, and you've been told. Lord, I feel like preaching already. Maybe you've been told all your life you are no good. Amen. You mad dog, no good. Maybe you've been told all your life there's nothing good in you. Your daddy was no good. Your granddaddy was no good. Your great-granddaddy was no good. And you grew up thinking that your last name was no good. Amen. We've heard the saying. Amen. Throughout our years, don't judge a book. Help me now. By its cover. For most of our lives, the truth of the matter is that God has given each and every one of us something unique. Lord, help me tonight. And special. Yes, I'm talking to you. God has placed something in you that only you can deliver and bring to the world. There's something special about, oh Lord, help me tonight, Lord. There's something special about you. There's something unique about you. Amen. There's something about your presence that in spite of all the hell you've been through, you command the respect of men. Amen. When you walk in a building, when you walk in a room, amen, you walk like you got money. Even if you're dead broke, you talk like you got good money. Amen. You live and you act like you come from royalty. Amen. Now, just look at somebody and tell them, say, there is more in me. There's more in me. How often have you been challenged to do more? How often have you been challenged? God bless you, Sister Washington and Brother Martin. I see you. Amen. Tonight, let me pose this question. How often have you been challenged to do more? Amen. I'm not talking about, amen, not tonight anyway. Not talking about, amen, giving more. We understand a lot of times in church, amen, a lot of times all thing we deal with, amen, is money. But, amen, Lord Jesus, but how many times have you been challenged, amen, to do more, to be more, amen, to do more? After tonight, I hopefully, amen, you can look back in the mirror, amen, and say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's got more than them all? And you can look at yourself and tell yourself, there is more in me. There is more in me. As I get ready to close, amen, I just got a few more minutes, amen, this Friday night. Let's look at verse number 35, if you will. Look at verse number 35. Dealing with there's more in me. There's more. Beloved, listen, I don't care what you've been told. I came to give you a better report tonight. I don't care what's been prophesied over your life. I don't care about the doom and gloom that's been told over your life, that's been spoken to you. Amen. I don't care about all that. I came to bring some good news. Now, anybody need good news on tonight? Amen. I understand when we turn it on CNN, there's bad news. ABC, there's bad news. BET, ABC, BELG, there's all bad news. But you tune in tonight and see. You here, God told me to tell you, we got some good news. There's some good news from heaven for you on tonight. Look at your neighbor if you got one and tell them, say, better days are coming. Better days. Better days. Amen. Better days. Listen, the believers of God, amen, understand that even when the going gets tough and the tough gets going, if we just abide in the Lord, everything is going to be all right. Amen. The word declares if you abide in me, amen, and I abide in you, then you can ask what you will. Amen. Don't leave God. Amen. If you draw nigh unto God, the Bible says God will draw nigh unto you. So in the midst of a pandemic, God can supply us and will give us better days. Clap your hands and shout, better days, better days, better days. No, this is my garage structure. That's right, Rod, you got better days. Amen. Better days are coming. As a matter of fact, oh my God, I'm starting to look for better days right now. Amen. I see you. Amen. I said we're looking for better days right now. Amen. Why are we looking for better days? Why are we living better days? Because the Bible declares, if my children are heavenly priests. Then who can be against us? Amen. If I was in praise tabernacle, I would say it like this. If God before us, then the who don't matter. Would you just say that? Just text somebody. Just tell them, share with somebody. Tell them, say the who don't matter. Amen. If we got God on our side, greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. Just wave your hand and tell the Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, as I get ready to close this thing, let's look at verse number 35. Let me prove to you that there's more in me. There's more in you. Let me prove to you that better days are here. Amen. In spite of who wins the presidency, amen, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus and in Jesus' name. Lord, let me slow down and get a little bit here. Amen. Romans the 8th chapter, verse number 35. Look at verse number 35. Look at verse number 35. It says, who shall separate us? Look at the name if you got one and shout, who? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? That's a question that Paul, amen, is throwing to the church at Rome, unto Diane. He's wanting, he's asking them and trying to encourage them, and he's saying, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So he starts out by posing a question. Then he fathers the question. He goes in deep, and he endeavors and dives into a questionnaire, if you will. Oftentimes, when you go to the doctor, amen, you go for your physical, they ask you questions. There's a questionnaire. They even ask you about your family history. What was your mother? What happened to your mother? How was your father? What happened to your father? And they ask you different things. So here, Paul is going through a questionnaire, amen, trying to encourage the believers. And I just want to encourage you for a few more minutes. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us? Who shall separate you from the love of Christ? In case you don't know, you're going to find out in just a few moments. Shall tribulation? That's the question now keeps going. Shall tribulation? Now, this tribulation meaning pressures of life. Shall the pressures of life. Amen. We all, for the most part, are living in unprecedented times. With the pandemic and with, amen, the different things, the Black Lives Matter, there's a lot of things that's going on, amen, in our world today. But Paul, amen, asking them, who shall separate you from the love of Christ? Then the first thing he asks for is tribulation, meaning pressures, afflictions, anguish, burdens, trouble. When you allow pressure, don't you understand? Amen. I don't care how many times you set an orange or a lemon, amen, if you set it down, you can never get the juice out of it. You have to apply pressure. And sometimes God will allow us to go through things, amen. A lot of times you didn't even know that you could put up with the hell you put up with until that pressure was applied. You didn't even know you could make it through that bad marriage. You didn't even know you could make it through those hard-headed children. But because the pressure was applied to you, it built your confidence and built your faith in God. Now you say, if God did it before, Lord, help me tonight. He can do it again. I survived it once. I'm a survivor. Lord, let me get through here so I can be on through here. Amen. Your pressure, I preached a message a few years ago. My pressure produced my praise. My pressure produced my praise. Some of us wouldn't even have a dance unless we had went through the tribulation, unless we had went through some difficult times. Some of our prayer lives, some of our prayer lives was developed because we had some tribulation times. We had some tribulation, we had some pressure. We had some moments in our life that didn't seem comfortable. We had some moments in our life that didn't seem favorable. And if the truth be told, we had moments in our life that we didn't even know if God still cared about us. Tribulation. That's the first one. The truth of the matter, all the rest, you can tie in with the first. This is a tribulation or distress. This distress is calamity or anguish. Hell done broke loose all around you. Your husband acting crazy. Your wife acting crazy. Your boss acting crazy. Everywhere you go, it just seems like, amen, it's crazy. Everywhere you go, everybody you talk to seems just to be crazy. Calamity, amen. The world systems, amen. Even the weather just seems like everything, amen. It bypasses everybody else's house, but it comes to your house. Lord, help me on tonight. Or persecution. Persecution, meaning hostility. Shall we allow hostility to separate us? Can it separate us from the love of Christ? Can hostility, ill treatment, this is all with persecution, due to race, political, or religious beliefs, all of this is with persecution. When you look up persecution, these are things that's familiar, amen, or that's synonymous, or that can travel with persecution. And what's going on now, amen, there's a lot of persecution. It's been going on, but now, being that we got these cell phones and we can see everything, because of our race, we can actually see the persecution on a broader scale now. It didn't just start. This been going on, preach boy. So persecution for your race, persecution because of your political stance. Now, I don't deal with politics. I'm just saying this is what it goes with. Persecution because of your religious beliefs. Well, your religious beliefs. You're a Christian. You believe the Bible. You stand on for what the Bible says right. You believe the Bible is right and somebody's wrong. See, this type of preaching that I'm doing tonight, amen, a lot of times folks don't like that. It's not favorable. Okay? And that's one of the preaching I can do and everybody likes. If I'm telling you, amen, and name it and claim it and blab it and grab it, you got your next house coming. Amen. And sometimes that's good, but you got to have balance. There's a time, amen. Every message can't be like that. Some message got to tell you to come out of your sin. Okay? Some message got to tell you to leave that woman alone that ain't your wife. Some message got to tell you to leave that man alone that ain't your husband. Some message got to tell you to put that liquor bottle down. Y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. Amen. So we deal with persecution. All right? Or famine. Famine, y'all know what famine means? Amen. Meaning a lack of food. Amen. Some of us, let's be tell the truth, we ain't long as you can feed us. But what happens if, amen, you go to the pantry and there's no food there? Well, you're not, can that separate you from glorifying? Can you still lift your hands and say, well, you ain't got nothing but some sardine crackers, amen, some sardines and crackers, well, you ain't got but a little peanut butter and jelly, can you still lift your hand and say grace and say, God, I thank you for this food that I'm now about to receive for the nourish and strength of my body? Or nakedness. That means, hey, you don't have the tools that you desire. Amen. And in this proper context, it's meaning nudity, meaning you are naked. You can't go to shop. Amen. You ain't got nothing to wear. Well, can that separate you from the love of Christ? And it's not meaning you're loving as much as you showing your love to Christ. As much as it is meaning Christ showing his love to you. Nothing
something. I'm getting through here. I got but a few more verses. Amen. Shall distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril, that means danger. Shall take danger cause Christ not to love us? Can danger cause that? Or sword, a knife, amen, battle. Can it cause us to be less loved by Christ? Somebody, I hear you. I hear you. I see you, sister, preacher. God bless you. Amen. Some of you saying, Brother Omar, I've done so much junk. There's no way God loves me. There's no way Christ loves me. Oh, I got good news on tonight. He loves you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. You ever been in love with a person? Amen. And, amen. In love with a person, and that person did love you back? You went and bought them something for Valentine's Day, and they didn't give you nothing. They didn't say thank you. Matter of fact, they told you, take that back home. Only you want it. Could you imagine, for those of you that ain't never been that way, could you imagine how that makes a person feel when that love is not reciprocated? But look at what Jesus did. This is not even in my, God, this is not even in my note. While we were yet sinners, Christ died. He showed his love toward us. He says, I'm going to die for you just in case you want to live for me. Well, y'all don't like this type of preacher tonight. And you might have a cigarette, you might have a wine cooler, you might have, amen, weed in your hand right now. But even though whatever you are right now, what I'm telling you is nothing you are doing can separate you. He's already died for your situation. Brother Omar, I've done so much stuff. Join the party. We all have sinned and come short of the glory. Amen. Lord, let me get through here. My time is about up. I done got happy. You can't do it. There's nothing you can do about it. Brother Omar, you don't understand. I've done so much stuff. Lord, there's no way God still cares about me. There's no way God is still looking out for me. Listen, he woke you up this morning. You still breathing. You still got the activities of your limbs. And as the old mothers would say, a reasonable portion of life, health, and strength. I came to tell you, amen, he loves you in spite of. He loves you in spite of you. Oh, listen to me, beloved. He loves you in spite of you. A message I preached a few months or so ago. Amen. My greatest enemy, amen, was that I was puppet and I couldn't even trust myself. Because I'm liable to slip up. I'm liable to mess up. I can't even trust myself. My hope and my everything, I must rely on Jesus. Lord, I got too happy. Let me get on through here. So Paul lists about seven things in the beginning. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Those are some bad situations. Those are some underdog type issues that a person deals with. Some of you under the sound of my voice right now, you think somebody that told me about you. Amen. But this is God. Amen. He just allowed me to speak to you. You tuned in tonight just for this message. So you will know, in spite of what you've done and in spite of what you're doing now, God still loves you. He still cares for you. Verse 36. I'm looking on through here. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Paul is telling them that even those that are in ministry, even, amen, those that, amen, are walking with God, you're persecuted. Some of you have been walking with God and you think, amen, the devil has made you think because God has not moved when you thought he should move that God has forgot about you. And that's not the truth. He's just shaping you. You're the clay. He's the potter. You're the clay. He's just shaking you. He's shaping you. He's making you and he's molding you. Hey, there's some areas in your life that he got to get you to the point where you suffer at. There's some points in your life, amen, he got to get you tougher. He's got to build your faith in certain areas. You're too soft in certain areas. So God will allow the devil to do things. Remember, the devil can only go up so far. God will allow the devil to do some things to help, amen, make and mold and draw you closer to God. See, remember, amen, a lot of times the devil thinks he's getting by. But God always have a plan. And he will use your enemies, amen, to bless you while they think they're cursing you. Let me say it again. God will allow your enemies to be a help, to be a blessing to you, even though they think they are hindering or cursing you.
Yeah.
Stop wasting time on folk that don't matter. Amen. You ain't got to worry about that. Just stay with God. And we know all things work together. The good, the bad, the ugly, all things work together for the good. All things. For those of us that are in Christ Jesus. Somebody here tonight, you may have fallen away, or you may not have had a relationship with him before. But amen, tonight, amen, I would like to welcome you in, if you're ready, into the family of God. There are benefits every job. Most jobs, put it that way, there's benefits. Some of us, we've taken less money for the benefits. Because we know sooner or later the benefits we're going to need. We're going to need them benefits. Let me get through here. We're counting as sheep for the slaughter. Everything ain't going to be good. I see you, Lamar. There you go. Everything ain't going to be good in your life all the time. Who told you you wouldn't have to struggle sometime? Who told you that you wouldn't get sick sometime? Who told you that somebody in your family wasn't going to die? Amen. Listen, it's appointed once for man to die. After that is the judgment. We all going to die. We all going to leave. Amen. We all going to get out of this flesh. One day or another, it's appointed once. You can make it up. You can dress it up. You can wash it up. You can clean it up. And after you do all that stuff, you still gonna die. So it's appointed once. You can make it up, you can dress it up, you can clean it up, but you still gonna die. And when you die, you're gonna have to stand before a holy God and give an account for the deeds done in your body. Oh, bless his name. And I would hate, Lord, I got to close this tonight. I would hate to stand before God and not have Jesus as my lawyer. Listen to me, beloved. I would hate, because if Jesus is not your lawyer, there is no way you can be pardoned or found innocent or be let go from the judge, from God, without Jesus being your lawyer. I'm through. Name. I got 10 minutes and I'm through. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Not just conquerors, but we are more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. tonight. I'm through. Paul declared, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Not on our own, not because of where we grew up, not because of who our daddy was, not because of who our mama was, not because of what college we went to, not because of how much money we make every year, but we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Paul is saying, I got the confidence. Sister Nicole, I'm trying to come on through here, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, this is verse 30, nor angels nor principalities,
you know.
Take my stuff back, 'cause there's more. Call
there is more in you. The conqueror of all conquerors. And I looked and I saw the top 10. Then I noticed Jesus was not numbered among the top 10. The reason why, I can only imagine, because there's no way you can measure the amount of territory that he has. And the reason why you can't measure it is because the earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Listen, I'm through, beloved. There is more in you. I'm 41, be 42 in November. Life started, always been in church. Always been in church. Whole life. As I grew up, my mama kept a drum set of a pair of spoons and forks, a drumstick in my hand. My first love dealing with church, being in church, was the drums. Love playing the drums. But there was more in me. From the drums, I started doing praise and worship. But there was more in me. From doing praise and worship, I started preaching. But there was more in me. From preaching, I started playing the keyboard and the organ. But there was more in me. From playing the keyboard and the organ, I became youth pastor. And I loved that, but yet there was more in me. From a youth pastor, later on, I became a pastor. And I've been doing this for 11 years now, right at 11 years, almost 12. But yet there's more in me. And beloved, just because your trail of more may not be the same as mine, I just gave you my trail of my life from being in the church. There are some other trails that I took along these journeys. But arriving to the conclusion that there's more in me. Your trail may have been in the world. You may have had a worldly life. I ain't been saved all my life. But you may have had a worldly life. You may not have been in church. But in your life, you can look and see there's more. There's always been more. There's always been another level in you. Listen, before we close tonight, I want to pray. I want to pray for a few people, namely for the sinner that don't know God on tonight. You thought you had done so much wrong and so much bad that Christ forgot about you. And we found out tonight that nothing can separate us from his love. Not height, nor depth. I don't even think I got into those scriptures, nor things present, yeah, nor things to come. Yeah, I read those. Nothing. Tribulation, peril, distress, nothing is able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. He's already paid the penalty. Only thing you got to do is accept it. He's already paid it. You just got to accept it. You got to accept the finished work that he did on the cross. You got to accept it, beloved. You got to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. That's your way of accepting it on tonight. If you would like to do that, maybe you are a backslider. I'm talking to two groups of people right now. You that never had a relationship with Christ and would like to form that relationship. I'm talking to you. Knowing that he's the only one, he's the only mediator that stands between God and man. and that's in the person of Jesus Christ. We all got to stand before God one of these days. Somebody say, I don't believe that. Well, you know what? I'd rather believe it and find out when I get over there that it wasn't true than not to believe and find out when I get over there it was the truth. Yeah. That's what I'd rather do. Why don't you do it tonight also? You may have known God. You may be a backslider. You may have known God and fell out of relationship, fell out of fellowship. He's married to the backslider. He's still calling him. He still loves you. He wants you to come on back home. Are you ready to do that on tonight? So to those two group of people, you that may not have known Christ, but after tonight's message, you would like to form that relationship. And you that may have known him and fell away from him, like the prodigal son, you may have left home and want to come back. Before you can get back to get it right, he comes to you. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I've committed. I believe you died on Calvary's cross. I believe you rose on the third day. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. This night, I open the door of my heart, and I welcome Jesus in to be Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Listen, if you prayed that on tonight, don't be ashamed. Put it out there so we can see you. Put your number out there so we can call you and be in fellowship with you. Reach out to us on Facebook Live. Those that are listening, the thousands that may be listening through the Chaos Blog Talk Radio, send an email to Elder Derek Oliver so we can reach you. Write us. Send us a letter. 877 North Clayton Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046. Praise Tabernacle Church. We would love to hear from you. Once again, our church address, Praise Tabernacle Church, Inc., 877 North Clayton Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046. Right now, beloved, we're going to raise our Friday night offering. Let's do a little bit of our offering song. I want each and every one of you that can give on tonight. We're not asking for any special amount, just whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart. If this message has been a blessing to you, I don't know if Binky is on here. We want to say congratulations to Binky, also better known as Shamika Martin. Just got her degree, just graduated, and just the other day. Criminal justice, I think is what it was. Your brother just told me. Amen. I want to be known, Binky, I'm looking for a special offering from you on tonight. I need that criminal justice offering on tonight. Congratulations. Congratulations. We're so grateful that you are achieving great things. That's my little sister. Listen, we have two ways in which you can give on tonight. I want everybody. No love offering is too small. Even if you're mad. Brother Omar, do you take mad money? Yes, because it may be mad to you. But when it gets to my account, it's glad. So whenever you can give, I saw my auntie Diane on here earlier. Oh, I don't know if she's still on. Thank God for you, auntie. Okay, whatever amount you can give on tonight, this is our Friday night. And most of you have been giving for the last 3-4 months that we've been doing this, and we thank you. We're not in the church as we would normally be. So things have had to change, but many of you have been supporting financially, and I'm grateful. Many of you have not been able to support financially, but your presence has been here, and I thank you for that. I thank you. I can preach to just my family, but I'm grateful to have the hundreds of you that watch Facebook Live and the several thousands that listen through Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Amen. So right now, the offer time, we're going to take a minute or two. I'm going to sing our offer song. Amen. Listen, the two ways you can give on tonight, you can give by Cash App. That's $, capital O, capital Z, That's Omar Zachary. So dollar sign O Z and the number's 264. O Z 264. We would love to hear that Cash App thing. We would love to hear it. I've already preached, so you can't pay for the message anyway. We've already preached. Amen. And those of you that would like to give by credit or debit card, you can do so. The information is on the screen. You can call this number, PayPal, Zelle, debit or credit card, 678-760-6056. We're going to sing a verse or two of our offering song, and we ain't going to delay the time. We're going to delay the time. We're going to prolong the time. Amen. Once again, if you would like to give, PayPal is there or debit or credit card. 678-760. Draw me through this. 6056. Come on. Draw me through this. Again, if you have been blessed by the word on tonight, some may still just now be coming in. You have two different ways in which you can give. You can cash out dollar sign OZ. That's Omar Zachary. So dollar sign OZ 264. or PayPal, debit, credit card, or Zelle. You can call our financial offices right now, 678-760-6056. That information is on your screen. Thank you so much for fellowshipping with Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries on tonight, an extension of Praise Tabernacle Church Incorporated. Listen, we have several people that we want y'all to be in prayer for on tonight. We've been getting so much good news. Brother Wendell Martin, God has brought him out the hospital. Sister Melanie Martin, God has brought her out the hospital. Sister Asha Bluett, God brought her out the hospital. We want you to continue to pray for her. Okay, continue to pray for her that God will complete the healing in her body. Continue to pray for her. Pray for her family, her father, Elder Victor Bluett, her mother, Evangelist Ricky Bluett. So let's keep the Bluett family in prayer. Also keep my family. Just got word a couple days ago that my auntie Georgette, amen, my mama's baby sister, amen, has been stricken with the virus. Okay, so let's be in prayer for Auntie Georgette. That's my Auntie Georgette. Also, Overseer Nick Wilson. He's in the hospital with the virus, okay, with COVID-19. Let's keep him lifted up in prayer. Amen. Let's keep my sister-in-law, Sister Victoria Nat. Amen. God just, amen, touch her. She came out the hospital. So there's a lot of stuff going on. There's so many other brother Tim, Evangelist Stephen's son. God brought him out the hospital. And several others. Amen. I can't see everybody, but let's be in prayer. When you see somebody put information out there, amen. We all one big family. We all tune into the service. Just pray. Amen. A lot of times we want to know what's going on. You ain't got to know what's going on. Just pray. Amen. Just pray. The affection for the prayer of the righteous availeth much. I seen my friend, brother DeJuan Harris, Elder Harris. I think I saw him on here earlier. God bless you, sir. We thank you, Sister Kathy Trahan. Thank you so much for joining us and several others. Okay, so let's be in prayer. The Siggers family, the Moon family, these ones that we know, the whole Praise Tabernacle Church. Amen. I'll be here till 9 o'clock trying to call everybody's name. My nephew, Brother Adore. Amen. We get better news every day. Amen. We get better news. Almost he's, amen. My nephew's almost ready to come home. Almost ready, amen, to come home. So y'all keep praying. Amen. These prayers are working. Amen. We ain't trying to be nosy. We ain't trying to find out intimate details. Amen. We just praying. We just praying. Amen. And God is hearing and answering our prayers. Amen. So we thank you so much on tonight. On behalf of me, amen, in the absence of my precious wife, she should be back home in a few minutes. We love you, my children. We love you. We thank God for you allowing us this hour and a half to serve you, to serve you. We thank you. Thank you for allowing us to come into your home, on your jobs, in your cars, wherever you are. I thank you so much. Every Friday night, every Sunday, there's been at least 200 to 300 or more, amen, every service, amen, on Facebook Live. And the numbers is growing. Thank you. Thank you so much. Every service we see new people. Thank you so much. Like and share. Like and share, whatever else they do. And through our Chaos Blog Talk Radio, our Friday night and Sunday morning services average anywhere between 3,000 to 3,500 listeners. Amen. Anywhere between 3,000 to 3,500 listeners. That's how much we have grown in these few months. I see you, Dr. Ambo. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Ambo. Amen. And our Tuesday night Bible study, we are anywhere between 1,000 to 1,100 on our Tuesday night Chaos Blog Talk Radio Bible study. So we're grateful. Yet in this pandemic, amen, the souls are getting the word of God. Lives are being changed. Lives are being changed. And you are seeing that sick bodies are being healed. And we are grateful. We are grateful to God. We don't look at it as any small thing. For the angels in heaven rejoice over one soul. Amen. So we're grateful. Thank you so much. Meet us back here Sunday morning. Prayerfully, if you was able to give an offering, we thank you so much. Those that was not able to give, thank you so much for tuning in. Continue to pray for us. Continue to pray for us. Meet us back here on that Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Go ahead on and do the work of an evangelist while you got another day. Do the work. Invite them. You can still invite them to church. It's just virtual. It's just Facebook. They on Facebook anyway. Amen. A lot of y'all be in church on Facebook anyway. So just tell them, tune in. Amen. To our service. God bless you as we leave this place to never God's presence. Lord, we thank you on tonight. We give you glory, honor, dominion, and power belongs to you. We thank you on tonight reminding us, and for those that didn't know, for instilling in us that there is more in us. There's more in me. There's more in you, my friend. Be encouraged tonight to know that in spite of what you have done, Jesus still saves. From the guttermost to the utmost, he still saves. Though millions have already come, there is room yet for one. At the cross, at the feet of Jesus, he's waiting on you to come home. God, we thank you. And as always, when we leave this place, but never your presence, Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. God bless you tonight.